corren.
Mi cha yo chi corren.
Ni cha.
Mi cha.
Yo.
Yo.
Chi corren.
These children, repeating diligently what the teacher is telling them, are not Chinese. No. They're Kenyan children in a classroom decorated with Chinese lanterns and posters in Ryuru, just north of Nairobi. Besides working from their textbooks and learning new words, they also sing Chinese songs and practice poems. One of the students is 13-year-old Lucia, a girl with a red t-shirt and braided hair, sitting front row, writing in her notebook. She explains why she wants to learn Chinese.
It's an interesting language to learn and fun. When I go to another country, I can teach other people Chinese, translate Chinese to other people.
Lucia and her fellow students are between the age of 7 and 13 and have taken up the Chinese course offered by the Ryuru Fairview Primary School. Head teacher James, a proud tall man in a brown suit, explains why Chinese, or Mandarin, as the specific language is called, is such an important part of their curriculum. He believes that learning the Asian language will give his pupils a head start.
Right now, the people who are really into this country, doing a lot of things, maybe through the cooperation of both governments, are the Chinese. I'll give an example of Thika Super Highway. It was built by the Chinese government. There are so many Chinese people around, so we need translators, we need people who can talk to one another. And once our children now continue that way, by the time they reach higher levels of learning, they'll be so good in it and they'll fit in the job market in each and every field.
In Nairobi, Chinese courses are on offer to all age groups, even outside the schools. Business people, students and graduates searching for a job on the competitive job market often sign up for them. Faith Wanjiku fell in love with the Chinese language and culture many years ago.
Oh, ni hao.
Ni hao.
I'm Eva.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
After studying in China for a year, she now speaks the language fluently and established her own institute, the Discovery Chinese Cultural Center. She organizes classes all over the city.
I feel it's the right and the right time for Kenyans to learn Chinese because our government has or is engaging with the Chinese, with China as a country and with the Chinese people in building infrastructure in Kenya, which is one of the pillars of our Vision 2030 in Kenya.
I am 20 years old.
In Westlands, an uptown suburb in Nairobi, 12 eager students practice pronunciation, vocabulary, and characters. Faith seems to have done the right thing. When she started the center back in 2011, only 5 students enrolled in the course, and now there are more than 100. During the break, I drink a cup of strong black tea with one of the students, also called Faith. I ask her how she finds the classes.
I think it's not difficult. For example, Lord, you have learned. They are very, we have learned the numbers, right? So it's easier actually to learn numbers in Chinese because you just have to group them. Let's say a year in Chinese, 2007. For them, if you have learned in Chinese is 2, ling ling in Chinese is 0, 0, and 7 is chi. So you're basically saying whatever you're saying, but now in Chinese. So it's a bit easy for years, yeah. To be very careful with the tone, because I can be saying ma is like mom, yeah. My ma, I'll be calling your mom a horse. If I'm not careful, with the tones.
Learning Chinese is hard, but there are benefits. Benson Kavangire, who's in his late 20s, found a job as an interpreter for the Standard Gauge Railway, a large Chinese company constructing the Nairobi-Mombasa Railway. I meet him at a busy cafe in Nairobi city centre. He He's about to start his night shift, which starts at 6 in the evening.
What does that mean?
My Chinese name is Lu Mingda. I'm a Kenyan person. Chinese language is very difficult but very interesting. But the very difficult part of it is about the character, the writing the Chinese characters and reading them. And even speaking, because it has got tones. You speak words in tones. So there are some ones that are similar, but they don't mean the same because of their tones. For example, ni means something oily. Then ni means you.
Benson acts as a sort of language bridge between the Kenyans and Chinese at his company. He likes his job and the paycheck, but he also encounters challenges.
The greatest difference between the work ethic of the Kenyans and Chinese mostly comes in time, because we as Kenyans don't observe time very much. But the Chinese people are very strict when it comes to time. Time off duty and time on duty.
We're back at the Chinese school, where Faith plays some Chinese kids' music to prepare for her classes. Like Benson, she also underlines the challenges. The arrival of the Chinese creates many opportunities for Kenyans, but it doesn't all come without problems.
Others complain of harsh treatment inside the Chinese companies, where they are treated like anything, you know, and there are all those challenges. But at the end of the day, I feel it's a lack of understanding of each other's culture. The Chinese people as well do not understand Kenyans at all. So there is conflict of cultural understanding, and nobody understands each other. However, I still feel the government needs to protect its own people by probably having sanctions or rules that will ensure that the Kenyans have their place and that the Chinese can only go this far.
She hopes that her center, together with the many other Chinese language schools, can play an important role in improving the mutual understanding between Chinese and Kenyans.
Yes.